1602, over.
Hello, 1602. How can I help you?
Say, further clarification. My brain sometimes isn't up to speed without my coffee. I just didn't want to repeat also of last summer, you know, sort of a PTSD thing, to be melodramatic here, but they skipped Fridays all the time last summer, and in that heat last summer, you can imagine what that was like. But the driver would simply bypass it. Friday was always his favorite day to skip it, so... You know, with the summer coming on again, I was just, and also been hoping we weren't going to be starting that routine again, over.
I understand your concern. I also know that a lot of businesses are understaffed, and, you know, I always look at it, too, like, not like they're intentionally trying to skip service. Maybe they didn't have enough people, that's why they have someone out today. But I completely understand what you're talking about. I remember going into a very warm porta potty during the summer. It's less than desirable. So I do get that part of it.
Well, you brought up a good point. I hadn't thought about the worker shortage. Like I say, caffeine deficiency here affects my brain. Yeah, no, that's a good point. That could very well be their problem. But in the hot summer sun, it's like a demonic crock pot gone awry when it isn't cleaned, and it just brings back horrible memories, over.
I understand. So, yeah, I don't want you to think I'm not compassionate to the issue, and I do understand it, but, too, I mean, I think about the employee shortage a lot because it seems like to affect a lot of things, so that could totally be something that's happening. You know, I don't know for sure, but I kind of try to look at things like it's not that it's being done or someone's being lazy. It's just maybe they didn't have anyone, but they're there today, which is great. You know, they're cleaning up, so if... they're getting it most of the time, it's great, but I do understand that going into a hot, unserviced porta potty is not the greatest thing to look forward to.
Awesome. No, I appreciate your input, and you have a very, very good point there, and I will keep that in mind. I always bring my own air freshener and 409 every day because I clean my bus out before I even start service every day. I'm kind of a germaphobe. I think you kind of gathered that. Always have been. So that's no problem. Worst case scenario, I do have my own stuff along, and I have used it before. So either way, thank you for all your help, and I hope you have a lovely day. Over.
Thank you. I hope the same for you, and we will be clear at 10:30.